We are in the key of E, so we'll have a lot of E chords, A chords, C sharp minor, Bs, and As. There's an occasional F sharp and D. And those two chords are outside of the key. This basic rhythm pattern that we use for the verse and intro is based around an E chord up on the 9th fret. I'm barring with my first finger the 5th, 4th, and 3rd strings, 9th fret. I'm going to strike those and then hammer the 3rd finger onto the 5th string, 11th fret, and it stays down. So what you're hearing there is down, up, down, down, up, down, and that last down should be a dead stroke. I just relax my hand and let my first finger lay across all the strings and just give me a dead stroke. That first down is where the hammer on occurs. So hammer, up, down, down, up, down, dead. Then squeeze the chord back down and give me a down up. So we have hammer, up, down, down, up, down, dead, down, up. And then we have hammer, up, down, and then we change chords. So far here's what we have of this E chord. For the next chord, we bring the first finger down to the 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st strings, and we will hit those and hammer on the 2nd finger to the 2nd string 10th, and 3rd finger to the 4th string 4th. And I'm hitting the 5th string open, though I think on the original recording the electric does not play any open strings. And then we'll have up, down, down, and then pull those two fingers off after you hit that next down. And this chord is actually an A. Once we hammer on those two fingers. So we start with the E. A. And then we do this again. And this is where the acoustic comes in with us. And then a couple more times while the rest of the band comes in. From here we go into the first verse.